All right, U of H, under the cover of the weekend, hires Kendall Briles, the former offensive coordinator of Florida Atlantic. But that's not why it's news. It is because, obviously, Kendall Briles is the son of Art Briles, the, I would say, disgraced former head coach of the Baylor Bears. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably a fair thing to say. And there are some real mixed emotions on this one. Jenny Dial Creech wrote a pretty critical column about Kendall Briles.
So, and I want to say, just at the risk of, I don't want to paraphrase her entire article, but I think the main point she was driving home was like, why is it worth the risk that something comes down the line and that maybe Kendall Briles was more involved in all of the stuff at Baylor? Because this is the problem you have right now. However you want to lump all the assistant coaches that were there under Art Briles, the independent report that was done by, what was the name of the firm? Damn it.
It was Pepper Hamilton.
Pepper Hamilton. They named Art Briles, obviously, and they didn't name any of the assistant coaches, although they said that some assistant coaches were involved in interfering with investigations or stopping investigations. And it wasn't clear as to whether any of those assistants were currently on the staff at the time of the investigation or if perhaps some of them had been dismissed. The only thing that I would say is that none of the assistant coaches were dismissed from the university, while several other people in the administration and Art Briles himself were dismissed from the football team. Personally, my feeling is I frankly don't think it's fair to just flat out make somebody guilty by association. I don't know exactly what happened, and I know Baylor was very guilty, obviously, of covering things up for a long time, but that doesn't mean that everybody by association is guilty of that, even if his last name is Briles. And I could just as easily see Art Briles probably maybe shielding his father or shielding his son from anything that might have been unseemly because he doesn't want his son involved with any of that. So barring actual proof that Briles Jr. did anything like this, I did have a hard time arguing against him being hired at University of Houston.
So the things that you have to know, you mentioned Pepper Hamilton, the law firm in Philadelphia that released findings of fact about a year and a half ago, and they had five references there to coaches and football staff engaging in behavior that stifled university and criminal investigations. Kendall Briles was not named directly in that report, otherwise that would be a big deal. The only tangible thing, and I don't even know exactly how tangible this is, but it's a thing that's out there, is that Kendall Briles is named in one of a few Title IX civil lawsuits filed against Baylor.
Well, he's named in one of the lawsuits once.
Yeah, one of the lawsuits. Okay. Yeah. And the quote there, and this is in the lawsuit, but it's an allegation, is that Kendall Briles told a Dallas area recruit, quote, "Do you like white women? Because we have a lot of them at Baylor, and they love football players."
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that's like in writing, but it's an allegation. It's a lawsuit.
Right.
It's not proven fact.
I guess the question would be with that is, okay, aside from the fact that it's just an allegation in a lawsuit, and for whatever reason, people are now reporting, journalists have taken to reporting allegations in lawsuits like they're facts, which I frankly don't get. Now, obviously, it's out there, and it's something you need to be concerned about. But I would have to know exactly in what context that was and exactly how it was used. And if you put that on anybody else whose last name isn't Briles, I don't think that's necessarily all that incendiary a quote in or out of a lawsuit.
Well, fair enough. I think whenever something goes down like what happened at Baylor, I struggle to sort of figure out with the coaches on the staff what exactly the next step should be in that. I got to be honest, I don't think Art Briles should basically be allowed to coach at any college football program in the country. But having said that, if the CFL team wants to hire him as an offensive coordinator, I don't really see a problem with that. And that is not in any way a defense of anything that went down at Baylor. Obviously.
When you say CFL, okay, one, obviously, because it's pro sports.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily, you know, like in college, there's this element of, hey, I'm bringing dudes that I know are bad dudes
to a campus
where there are young women, and I'm like having them cohabitate with these women and covering up anything they might do to those women. In pro sports, there's not necessarily that same burden.
Yeah. So when it comes to someone now going down a separation here from Art Briles to his son Kendall Briles, and we're discussing him being hired as the OC at U of H, I don't know what to do with it because I don't know. Jenny Dial Creech writes a column, which is headline. She doesn't write the headlines, but the article is critical, and I thought it was fair. The headline is, U of H sends wrong message in hiring Kendall Briles. What I would like to know, genuinely, is, and this is not an opinion, this is just I would like to know, from this kind of column is, what should happen with somebody like Kendall Briles? It's one thing to say Art Briles should not coach in college football ever again. I think a lot of people, I'm guessing, would agree with that. But when it comes to the assistants, Kendall Briles, the other guys on the staff, including another guy who they hired, U of H did as well, what should happen with those guys? Should they not be allowed to coach in college football? Should their next step be a job like Florida Atlantic and being the offensive coordinator? Should they never coach in college again? I don't know what the solution is. I don't know what is supposed to happen.
Yeah. When there isn't anybody named in it, I would say that it's you just move forward. I don't know what to say other than that. If without, like, I can't be in this position where, hey, anybody whose organization ever does anything wrong, even though they're not named in that, they wear a scarlet letter on their chest the rest of their days and they're not allowed to be employed in their profession because of that. I guess the worry, though, is, and I think this is the point Jenny Dial Creech makes, you could say that Kendall Briles deserves another chance, but why is University of Houston the one that's giving him that chance? Like, there's a difference between saying, like, hey, yeah, I think he deserves another chance, and yes, then also being like, and I'm going to be the one that gives it.
Of course.
And why? So, and again, I don't want to put words into her mouth, but as I understood it, like, why would University of Houston even open themselves up to that potential issue if something does happen down the line? It's not their responsibility. Now, it is their responsibility to have a much better offense than they had this last offseason.
I do think you do have to give U of H the benefit of the doubt, simply because even when there were rumors that they were interviewing Art Briles for the head coaching opening last year, they immediately released a statement and were adamant that they weren't considering that.
Yes.
So they at least do have some sort of credibility on this issue and what happened, in which there is a line in the sand, and they do seem like they're at least willing to do their homework on these kind of things.
Well, we'll see what happens when eventually Major Applewhite talks on the record about the hire of Kendall Briles. All right, we have 1 hour to go in the show. Since we did it last week, the meltdown today will be this. Did Georgia choke away the national championship last night? Top of the hour on a Tuesday morning. We'll give you our thoughts on what went down in the national championship game, and we will hear from the true freshman hero, Tua Tagovailoa, last night, and the local product, Jalen Hurts, who was benched at halftime of the game. This is Mad Radio.